Starcom Network and the Department of History and Philosophy, University of the West Indies, Cave Hill Campus present Today in Bajan History.
This is Dario Fort, history graduate of the University of the West Indies, Cave Hill Campus. On this day, August 9, 1821, George Henry Allen, founder of Allen Arthur Company, was born. He was the youngest son of Samuel Maynard Allen and his wife, Sarah Ann Nee Harding. In 1843, Allen had married Elizabeth Topping, daughter of John Lucy Topping, Esquire. Well before his 22nd birthday, Allen had already established a partnership with John C. Adler, as he was a part of the firm, Messrs. J.C. Adler and Company. While the partnership with Adler and Company was dissolved on December 31, 1845, Allen pressed on, purchasing a plot of land measuring 4,572 square feet in certain streets or places there called Palmetto and Stable or Ricket Street. It was not until 1860 that Allen had purchased the land on High Street from the estate of his father-in-law, John Lucy Topping. He purchased the property at the cost of £1,000. During this period, his provision store was downstairs, while he and his family lived upstairs, which was the custom of many of the businesses of the time. As business was doing well, Allen invested in the purchase of various properties. There's also evidence of his interest in civil matters, as in 1857, Allen's signature is recorded on a petition asking for an increased representation of the city in the House of Assembly, and the reduction of the franchise to adapt them to the circumstances of the country. Nonetheless, this year was also a defining one for Allen, as Hamilton stated, he had consolidated his business, diversified his investments, and started purchasing plantations as well as offering mortgages. It was also in this year, 1860, that Allen expanded his business when he established a partnership with Robert Arthur Sr., his son-in-law, hence the name Allen Arthur and Company, a dry goods store and later grocery store. Arthur, who was born in Scotland in 1832, had arrived in Barbados in the 1850s, where he worked as an accountant for the firm Michael Cavan and Company Limited. The retirement of George Henry Allen in 1875 paved the way for Robert Arthur to run Allen Arthur and Company. Allen died 9 years later in 1884. By 1900, the company would venture into the business of rum bottling and blending under the brands Old Brigand and the Allen Arthur Special Old Barbados Rum. It was still a leading producer of spirits in the 1970s, with hundreds of customers converging on the High Street retail store to purchase rum, port wine, and falernum for the Christmas festivities. The acquisition of Allen Arthur and Hunt by RFC in 1993 ensured that its iconic brands and the name Allen Arthur will live on to this day.
Today in Bajan History with Starcom Network and the Department of History and Philosophy, University of the West Indies, Cave Hill Campus.